Blog Talk Radio.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Pony gon' recognize, still, still, reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Yeah, KLRP radio show. We're mobile right now, folks. This has been a beautiful day. I appreciate everybody coming through and taking some time with us. I really appreciate your time. I appreciate everybody who came out and showed us some donations. You know, we live on the street today in the rain, I might add. You know, it was a lovely day despite the rain, and everything is beautiful. We're healthy. We're alive. We're here to see another day. Shout out to the CIAA that's going on down here that's got the traffic absolutely insane. The traffic is insane, folks. So if you're on Interstate 40 or Interstate 85 and you're coming through Charlotte, you better prepare for the worst because traffic is their campers and their RVs and it's rental cars and it's donks and everything else all over the road. So, you know, I want you guys to be careful out there. You know, do your thing. Put your phones down for a minute if you're driving. Set your phones down. Don't be trying to check your Facebook while you're driving on the road, people. It's kind of crazy out there. You never know. As a matter of fact, while I was on my way to Charlotte, there was a big camper shell in the middle of the road that we had to watch out for. And I know normally I'm always doing something to my phone. So had I been doing something to my phone at that time, I probably wouldn't be here to do this mobile broadcast that we're doing right now, Street from the Streets of the Queen City, baby. Queen City is B-I-G in my book. Y'all know that's the catchphrase. Check it out. We will not be able to take any calls. This is going to be a short, very, very short show. What I wanted to do, since we got rained out, we're going to take it inside the rec center. So anybody who wants to make any donations, if you got canned foods, we're not taking any cash, folks. No cash whatsoever. I don't want your money. I don't want your cash donations at all. If you have any monetary donations, feel free to check out the downtown shelter in your own city. Even if you're not in the Queen City, check it out in your own city. And, you know, the missions and the food banks could definitely use your money, and they could use any monetary donations that you have or any food or clothes that you might have. So, you know, hit us up if you need to drop by or you got some donations for us, because we're still accepting them. We're going to be here all day long. There's an event going on also up here at the Sugar Creek Rec Center. There's a Golden Gloves event, and I forget the name of the promoter. He'll kill me. I don't have it right now, but it is on my Facebook page. So log on to the Facebook, folks, if you can't get the name of the promoter from the website. The Facebook page is facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show, and all the information will be up there. If you want to hit us up, if I need to meet you somewhere or somebody from the staff needs to meet you, well, I'm by myself this time, I'm sorry, but if I need to meet you somewhere, give me a call. I'll be obligated to the Golden Gloves event halfway through the day, but if I need to come pick up some donations, I'll definitely do it for the homeless. And hit me up on email, krrpradio@gmail.com, and that's what we'll do. We'll make it happen. But I got a lot of shout-outs I want to give, a lot of good people, a lot of great people came through. There were a lot of churches that came through. I mean, man, we got so much food. We got a lot of canned foods. We got, a multitude of clothes out here. We got some jackets. We got a lot of shoes. We got jeans. We got suspenders. We even got belts. So, you know, shout out to everybody who came through, who was here and able to make that happen. I really appreciate you all taking time out of your day, coming through and rocking with us so we could do something for somebody who's a little bit less fortunate than us. You know what I mean? That's real big. Also want to give a special shout out to those UNC Tar Heels, to all my Dukies out there. It is what it is, y'all. Y'all beat the Hills last time. I expect us to take it this time, so, and too bad you can't call in and curse me out. You're going to have to send me an email to talk about it on Twitter. But speaking of Twitter, everybody who has a Twitter page out there, you can also hit up the KRRP Twitter page and show us some love. As a matter of fact, log on to your Twitters, man, add us. It's @ KRRP Radio Show, and you can add my personal page, just @ NC Pudgy, PUDGY. And if you add me, you're so B-I-G in my book that I'm going to add you and I'm going to follow you back, and that's how we're going to keep in touch. You know what I mean? Anytime you want to make a comment, you can make a comment through the Twitter. You can make a comment through the Facebook. You can make a comment through whatever. You can send me a direct text if you got the number. If you don't, it's too bad. I won't be giving it out on the show. But you're still B-I-G in my book if you add us on the Twitter. So most of you folks are probably listening online, or you're listening via 500 through 560 AM, one of those channels. Very small station in Burlington, North Carolina, and in Washington, D.C. Appreciate you guys. I can't use your call letters anymore, I've been told. So it is what it is, unless I sign a document. But y'all know me, I'm less government. I'm a rebel out here, rebel for my own cause, which is a good cause. And I'm signing no more paperwork until it's all official for everybody on my staff and me. You know what? That's just how I get down. So shout out to you all. Also got to give a special shout out to my peoples over there, my affiliates, Katrina Watkins, and my man, Act Right the Pilot, and the Pilot Teacher. We're going to call him the Pilot Teacher from now on, over there at Purely Poetic, every Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m. If you want to get your poetry on, if you want to get your rap on, maybe you got something you want to get off your chest that you want to say, like a speech or something. Maybe you want to vent about something you saw in the news. It doesn't matter. It's the pure art. That's what they do. That's what they offer for us. You know, 9:30 p.m., go on, you know, put your slippers on, get cozy, get yourself a drink. No matter what it is, it could be hot tea, cold tea, warm milk, cold milk. It doesn't matter. But get yourself a drink, sit back, relax, and tune in to blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic, and you'll get some of the hottest and the most ill poetry that you've ever heard in your life. I mean, this poetry is serious. So you guys log on there, and if you don't want to get nothing on your chest, off your chest, I'm sorry, just listen in. Or maybe you want to, she does a drawing. I mean, they give away money, people. They give away money cards on that show. So if you don't call in to get something off your chest or to say any poetry or your speech or whatever you feel like you need to say, if you don't call for that reason, at least call and tune in to show them some love and to possibly win a little bit of cash. You know what I mean? It's nothing wrong with the cash. I'm going to speed this up here in just a second. I got a whole lot of – I want to go down the list, and I just posted it to the Facebook page while everybody was helping me pack up. You know, I took a minute out, and, you know, we put all the mics and stuff up in the truck. And I'm here, and I was writing something on my Facebook. And what I wanted to do is I tried my best to shout out everybody who signed the list. You know, people came through. They dropped the donations. They dropped their cans off. They, you know, the water. They dropped, you know, a lot of people brought water. They didn't only bring canned food. A lot of people brought water and crackers and, you know, boxed goods. We got a lot of rice. We got sugar even. So we got a lot of things here, man, and I just wanted to take the time and show these people some love, you know, who took time out of their day to make this happen. So I'm going to read off all my shout-outs, you know, right before we get out of here. And, you know, it's all love to everybody, man. I feel some kind of way about what we're doing. You know what I mean? It, to me, this is something like extremely special when it comes to homeless. We got a lot of homeless vets. We got a lot of people who just couldn't make it in society. I think life was hard for them, and, you know, maybe they fought and they fought and they fought until they couldn't fight anymore. And maybe they gave up, you know. And listen, man, when everything is against you and you're trying your best to make things happen, man, and nothing's going right, sometimes in life we give up on things. It takes a strong mind of a person to not give up and to keep going forward and to keep moving on and to keep that plan going and, you know, to do other positive things in their life and keep striving. It's hard, folks. It's hard out here, man. There are not a lot of jobs out here. You know, a lot of places are not hiring. And if you've been laid off and you've been working a job for a certain amount of years, I'm sure it's very hard for you to go out and find a job. And I know several people in this situation, but it's hard for you to go out and find a job where you're making what you did make. And you were probably already living check to check. So, you know, there's a lot to think about before we up and criticize the people who are less fortunate or the people who are homeless or just people that, you know, that's without a job. I mean, we're doing this for everybody. The things that I get is being donated to the food bank, but you can rest assured if somebody email me and they need anything that we've collected or anything that's been donated to me, you know, you're welcome to it. You know, you can meet me somewhere and you can bring your supermarket bag and, you know, you can go in and do whatever you need to do, you know. So I personally, I don't think anybody would – well, I know some people have, but, you know, there's some lazy folks out here. So I know there's some people who do go out there and portray a homeless person and victimize us that give to the homeless, you know, and use that money for their good. But I'll tell you what, it takes a certain kind of person to do that even. But a lot of people are not going to, you know, act like they're homeless and dress up like they're homeless and end up in the food shelters and eat in the food shelters and wear the second or third or fourth hand clothes that a lot of these homeless people do. So, you know, hey man, if we get tripped in the deal somehow by somebody who doesn't deserve it, so be it. You know, it is what it is. But in my mind, I think the greater good of what we're doing outweighs that small percentage of people who are out there trying to trick us. I think for the most part, the people who are trying to trick us are the people who want cash. They want money. And we're not doing any money. We're doing food, clothes, you know, socks, shoes, whatever, anything that can help, even health items, you know, toothbrushes, brushes, combs, you know, whatever you got. And I'm not saying, you know, some of that stuff you don't want to give secondhand, but, hey, man, you might donate the clothes that help that person get a job. So I just wanted to get that off my chest because, you know, a lot of people feel a certain way about helping the homeless. And, you know, I hear all the time that, well, you know, some of these homeless people got a car. They're just parked over there, and they're just portraying homeless so they can get money. Well, we're not doing money, so, folks, just remember that. Whenever I'm in your city and KRRP Radio is in your city and we're there and we're on the street and we're gathering these foods and these clothes and all this stuff for the homeless, we're really doing it for the homeless. We're not asking for your cash. So if anything, you go buy something. You know, if you want to donate some money and you got the time, go buy something from a supermarket and bring it to us and, you know, drop it in the box. And, you know, that's where we'll go with it. So in closing the show, you know, I got to give a shout-out to everybody on the Facebook page. I appreciate it. Shout-out to my fam. And I'm going to read off the shout-out list, and then I'm going to close the show. So I appreciate you guys for listening and calling in. Sorry the show is so short. You know, we got caught in the rain, and it's kind of tough to be broadcasting in the rain. We would do it directly from the rec center, but on the inside there's an event going on, and I didn't schedule for that, and I do not want to be in the way. So shout out for them to even allowing us to do what we're doing now. On the shout out list, I got to give a shout out to the Westside Riders Harley Club. Shout out to my man Willie Barnes, aka B, aka Bud, doing his thing out here. They got a basketball tournament going on. So shout out to you, bro. I appreciate you know getting all this stuff together, and we'll get together later to get that stuff and add it to what we already have. So I definitely want to give you a big shout-out for that. That brother called me early this morning, like called me ASAP, like it was state of emergency, 911, baby. He like, you need to call me ASAP. So I called him up. He like, look, man, I went and bought all this stuff for you, brother, and I got to figure out how I'm going to get it to you. So shout-out to Willie, man, for making that happen all the way from the Wide Awake City down here in Mecklenburg County in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I appreciate that. Also, shout-out to Jamar the True Freeman, who's going to be with me later when we do the broadcast for the Golden Gloves event. You know, shout-out to Charlotte Sports Today. That's what we're doing that with. Shout-out to Fine Life Products. They donated a bunch of stuff. Shout-out to Speedco Incorporated. They donated a bunch of stuff. Shout-out to Bridgestone Firestone out here in Mecklenburg County and in the city on Independence Boulevard. Shout-out to Shell Gas Station on Sugar Creek Boulevard. As soon as you get out of the interstate, make sure you stop at the Shell. They got the cheapest gas and the best car wash right there on the strip, they claim. So shout out to the Shell gas station right there on the corner. Shout out to Real Hot Records. Y'all know that's my company. You know, we always out here and we doing what we can do for promoting. Shout out to the whole staff for doing all the promotions for me. Shout out to, again, like I said, Charlotte Sports Today and Chaz Bryant for making things happen. Shout out to Junior Frank's Car Wash, Mickey's Braids, Acum Silver Touch, North Carolina Highway Patrol. Shout out to you guys for blocking off the road, making sure we were safe while we were doing this up here. I really appreciate you guys. Shout out to Mecklenburg County for having us. Shout out to the city of Charlotte, the Downtown City Mission, Sam's Car Wash, Dollar General Stores, and shout out to the Food Line, 64 and 3 on Sugar Creek. You guys all made this happen. I appreciate you collectively. Tomorrow, we're going to go back on the show, and we're going to talk about some of the questions that I asked today. How can we beat this homeless thing in America? You know, we're made of so much money. We have so much money and so many goods, and we have so many more things. We're the most powerful nation, and we're definitely not the most empowered nation in the world. So, you know, I'm going to ask the questions to you all, and I hope you'll call in, and you won't want to hear me talk all the time, but I'm asking the question, you know, do we have to have such a high number of homeless in the United States? In my mind, we waste so much that I think we could figure out a better way to maybe take on, you know, the challenge of getting some of our homeless people off the street. If you live in North Carolina or around the Wilson area or the Triangle area, you probably wouldn't see as much homeless, you know, much of the homeless situation, and you wouldn't see it being as serious as it really is. I'm sure you see some of it, but until you really travel and you start hitting the bigger cities, the San Antonio's, I'm just calling up, you know, places that I've been at and where I've seen, you know, great multitudes of homeless, but places like San Antonio and Chicago. Shout out to my man A.T. Thompson and Sophia Thompson over there holding it down, always doing big things. Places like L.A., you know, shout out to Mia Parrish, always holding me down, Red Hot Records, let's go, KRP Radio. I mean, some of the larger cities, New York especially, you know, it's crazy, so. You know, and shout out to my cousin Chris up there holding it down. Shout out to my cousin Man. All of you guys, the kids, the whole nine. But the homeless situation is absolutely out of control, and I think it's going to get worse, considering where the jobs are today and where we are in America right now, and at the rate of the decline of our money, and, you know, the increase of our deficit. So there's a lot going on, folks. Maybe together we can get together and figure out something, and we can propose that to the Senate, and maybe we can get some legislation going on how to fix this thing, you know what I mean, or how we can get at it. Maybe it's something that we all can do, you know what I mean? So together we as one, we can make some things happen, and we can't do it on our own, folks. That's why I have the show. That's why you support the show. That's why you're listening. And just for that, y'all, all B.I.G. in my book. I'll get at y'all tomorrow. Don't forget, 8 p.m. If you want to call in, it's 651-638-8559. Hit us up on the website, www.KIRPRadioShow, or on Twitter, @NCPudgy. That's me, @KIRPRadioShow. Hit us up, show love. Facebook, y'all know what it is, facebook.com/KIRPRadioShow. Y'all know what it is. Stay in touch. I appreciate you. One love.